Page 222. C. Chains. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. From the Declaration of Independence, 1776.
The 17th century saw the beginning of a terrible trade. Human beings were captured like animals in Africa, brought to the coast, and then shipped to America, where they were sold as slaves. On board the ship, they were chained together by their hands and feet in a dark cargo room at the bottom of the ship. Conditions below deck were cramped. There was hardly any space for them to move. It was very hot, and the stench was horrible. Every now and then, in good weather, the poor souls were brought up on deck to get some fresh air, but they could hardly stand on their feet after having been forced to sit or crouch in the same position for so long. Many slaves fell sick and died during the voyage, and some even committed suicide, this being the only way of escape from the horrifying conditions on board. Once ashore in America, they were sold at auctions like cattle, principally to plantation owners who needed labor to work in their tobacco and cotton fields. Husbands were separated from wives, and children were separated from their parents and never saw them again. The whites forced the Africans they had bought to work as slaves and ruled over them with guns, whips, and pure terror. Slavery was a brutal institution. A great number of slaves were brought to North America, but even more were sold to Latin America and different parts of the Caribbean. The international slave trade ended in 1808, but in the USA, the institution of slavery continued until the end of the Civil War in 1865, about 250 years after the first slaves were brought there from the shores of Africa. Brazil was the last country on the American continent to abolish slavery. It finally did so in 1888. The majority of African Americans living in the USA today descend from slaves. Their great-great-grandfather or great-great-great-grandmother was once captured and brought to this country against their will.